From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting another missile test launch from North Korea, sparking outrage from some in the international community as well as a show of military might. Saturday, the U.S. Air Force flew two B-1B bombers over the Korean Peninsula, accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. The U.S. Pacific Command acknowledged this was in direct response to North Korea's escalatory launch of intercontinental ballistic missiles on July 3rd and 28th. Also, U.S. President Donald Trump again criticized China for failing to stop North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Voting is underway in Venezuela for a controversial vote called by President Nicolas Maduro. Voters are casting ballots for a constituent assembly whose 545 members will be charged with rewriting the country's constitution. Critics assert that only Maduro supporters are candidates and they could revise the constitution to keep him in office indefinitely. Maduro has banned public demonstrations through next Tuesday, saying that anyone defying the ban risks up to 10 years in prison. But opposition leaders are urging their supporters to defy that order and make their voices heard in the streets. At least 10 people killed, 15 others were wounded in a massive suicide car bomb attack in the Somali capital Sunday. The car that exploded was in a queue of vehicles on Mogadishu's busiest street. A VOA Somali service reporter who went to the scene said the car was stuck in a traffic jam due to intensive stop-and-search operations by the security forces. The bomber then detonated the car filled with explosives, killing 7 people at the scene. 3 more people died later. Most of the victims were shoppers caught in the explosion as they came out of a supermarket on the side of the road. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says police prevented a terrorist conspiracy to bring down an aircraft. Investigators say they have information the plan to blow up an aircraft involved the use of an improvised device. 4 men have been detained following raids across Sydney by heavily armed police and members of Australia's domestic spy agency. A woman who said her son and husband were among those arrested has denied they had any ties to extremism. Turnbull says this is what appears to be an elaborate conspiracy.
We have the finest security, police, intelligence services in the world. The major counterterrorism operation which has occurred is an example of the way in which terrorist plots are uncovered and disrupted due to the extraordinary intelligence services we have and the fine cooperation they have with our police and security agencies.
Since 2014, 70 people have been charged as a result of more than 30 counterterrorism raids across the country. U.S. military officials have confirmed the death of 4 additional senior Islamic State leaders in a July 11th airstrike in northeastern Afghanistan that also killed the top leader of the terrorist group. The drone attack struck IS headquarters in Kunar province, which borders Pakistan, and eliminated Abu Sayyed. In a U.S. military statement Sunday, listed names and titles of the 4 other slain terrorists. U.S. President Donald Trump and key aides pressed lawmakers Sunday to not abandon an overhaul of the country's health care law in the face of the Senate's rejection last week of 3 measures to repeal or replace it. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said it was time to move on to other issues after 3 Republican senators joined all 48 Democrats early Friday to defeat a slimmed-down repeal of Obamacare, which is former President Barack Obama's signature domestic legislative achievement. Republican leaders viewed the vote as their last best effort to be able to advance the repeal effort and negotiate with the House of Representatives on how to dismantle the law, coming after 2 other attempts at revamping the law were defeated earlier in the week. 7 Turkish journalists have been freed from prison after 9 months in captivity Saturday, but they did express sorrow because 4 of their colleagues are still detained on charges of aiding terror groups. The staff members are part of a Turkish opposition newspaper and released on the outskirts of Istanbul Saturday, but they still must stand trial with the next hearing scheduled for September 11th. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.